you're weak in sadhana, if there is no deity worship, if there is no proper chanting, if there is no going on Harinam, something is lacking. And eventually it'll catch up. And we have seen it happen. So, to me, Sankirtan is really a team effort. Samyak Kirtan, the complete or the... Yeah, the complete chanting of the holy name. Which means everybody's included, nobody's excluded. Even the guy who cleans the drain behind the temple. Even the guy, you know, who takes out the trash behind the Goshala. Everybody's included. To me, that's Sankirtan. That gives a sense of community, a real sense, a higher sense of identity. So these are some things that I wanted to share with you. There's much more that could be said, but I wanted to leave some room for questions. Before we do that, I show one video of Prabhupada, because I kept you waiting for long enough. Mm-hmm. And, yes?
What is the fourth thing? Didn't you say this?
The fourth thing is organize.
Okay.
And how did it go?
He who fails to plan, plans to fail. You're welcome. You think it shut off?
He shut it off.
Okay, 1 second. We're back on. concern. But usually my circle of influence is usually here. That's my circle of influence. That's where I really can have an impact. I'm concerned about the bigger picture, but right now, I mainly have influence in my own life. And if the microcosmos changes, the macrocosmos also gets affected. But we usually try to change the world the other way around, right? We want to change the people, the surrounding, the situation, the temple, the president, everything. But then we think, okay, once everything is nice, then I'll think about also becoming a nice person. But it doesn't work that way. So, Sankirtan really means to focus on our circle of influence, where we can have some traction. And that is on ourselves and on the people who are in contact with us. And then all of a sudden, our circle of concern will also become affected. They will also become influenced by this Sankirtan. It does happen. Now one thing about the exercise that we did standing on one foot. The main topic of Bhagavad Gita is balance. Can somebody give us a verse from Bhagavad Gita which talks about balance?
One should not sleep too much or sleep too little.
Thank you. What else?
One should not eat too much or eat too little.
Okay. Any other verses about balance? Okay. Pandita Samadarshina, being equipoised, being balanced, not being, you know, too much this way or that way. For me, Sankirtan is a lot about balance. You got to be balanced. You have to be actually grounded. Otherwise, you won't last. It will just, you know, there's too much draft out there. It will just move you. It will move you somewhere else. So, find that balance in your own life through the process of hearing and chanting and preaching. And in this way, we can actually have an impact on other people's lives. And by getting the mercy of the previous acharyas, spiritual advancement becomes actually quite easy. I know it sounds preposterous, but it's the formula that the acharyas have given us. That these two verses, pretty much the same content, that if we actually please our previous acharyas by acting in a way that is pleasing to their heart, that captures their attention, then there is nothing that you cannot attain in Krishna consciousness. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Same message, in a slightly different connotation. So, that's what happens through Sankirtan. I just read the letters of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was so excited when he heard devotees publishing books in all these languages, going out, doing Harinam, distributing magazines, doing something to help the living entities by sharing Krishna consciousness with them. This is a preaching mission. Were you in class when Kadamba Kanada Maharaj spoke and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I've already decided 100 lives ago that I'm not going to be hung up on all these rituals and formalities. I will preach and I will deliver the message of Mahaprabhu, whatever it takes. I was here in Mayapur when His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was giving class, and he jumped up in a Vyasa-san and he threw his cap in the air and he was shouting and screaming at everybody. You have to look the class. You have to look it up. But he was also, in the same line, he was also saying that if I would have to wear a pink bathing suit and walk on my hands and clap with my feet, if that's what it takes to get you to chant Hare Krishna, I will do it. He was not stuck in his bowl. So our acharyas are not persons who are just conveniently doing what they're doing. Prabhupada left Vrindavan to come to the Bowery, to come to the West, to deliver us, to give us this message of Krishna consciousness. So as Prabhupada's Anugas, as humble followers of the Parampara, let us all individually and collectively ask us this question, what can I do to also step out of my own bubble to take on a little hardship, to be ready to shed a little blood for the mission of the spiritual master.
Haribo!
And actually, sacrifice, surrender, it is sweet surrender. Because at the end of life, when death comes and old age comes, and they threaten you, they bully you, and they put the gun in your face, it's not sweet surrender. And it's not very pleasant. But on Sankirtan, when we stop people and we say, excuse me, how are you? Can you take this? It's sweet surrender. Every time we say, excuse me, please, can you please look at this? Can you please give something? You know? Every time you make a little bit surrender. So it's kind of like easier because you do it step by step, you know? You do it incrementally. And we learn this art of surrendering, of humbling ourselves, of just asking from our heart. Put your heart into it. And you will see people won't refuse you. You will come to the point where you're virtually irresistible. I know that sounds scary. I know that sounds frightening. I know that sounds daring to some of you. But that point can come where people cannot resist. They are so drawn to what you got. You can see it sometimes. People are just glued to the kirtan, right? And they just connect. And they just can't leave. Afterwards, you have to kind of wake them up and put them back into their bubble, you know, and move them on the street so they can again go on with their little lives because they just experienced something quite extraordinary. Then what happens when you have an actual exchange heart to heart with a person who is not trying to manipulate, to coerce, to exploit, to do this and that, to play little games, but a person who is just ready to give, a person who just wants to share their heart with you. And we have all had that experience, each and every one of us. That's why we're sitting here today. Because we've been touched by some sadhus. So, Krishna consciousness is not a stereotype formula. It is really something ecstatic. And we should get that experience of susukam kartum avyayam, of higher taste. Otherwise it would be just sad. It would just be unfortunate. So I thank you for your kind attention, and I ask you to please try and experiment with some of the things that you've heard on Saturday from 4 to 5 in front of Sankirtan Bhavan, for those of you who want to go out. The others who already have a plan, there's many book tables. You can just go with the people who are on the book table and assist them. That's also an option. You watch them, you serve them, you assist them. You may be a little scared to go out and do books just one-on-one and stop people, but you may want to just stand by somebody who is doing Sankirtan, and you just watch them, and you listen, till you gain the courage to do it. So either way, just don't let the opportunity pass by. Mentally, you can all make this little experiment. Think in your mind, just for a few moments. Krishna gave you the opportunity for surrender. One situation, you took that opportunity and the realization you got from it. And one other situation, you rejected that opportunity and you passed it up. You just said, nah, I'm not going to do it. And you went your own way. You can either do it now or you can do it later on. Just see what was the effect of that. It's quite powerful. It's quite strong. So each and every person here can make a difference. Prabhupada said that I was just one person. And look at what I could do in 10 years. And he expected us to also contribute our own bit. This process is powerful. This process is potent. Can you imagine one Bhagavad Gita is over 100,000 people who are devotees in Russia? It's crazy.
Where did you get that audit?
The audit? I went and met them all individually, one by one. Prabhupada was in Moscow, and he was in Moscow State University overlooking Moscow City, and he said, there will be more than 10,000 devotees in this city. When he was there in 71. Now they have festival in the Ukraine, last festival, and how many people?
15,000.
Almost 15,000 people. I know that sounds a little shocking for, you know, all of us from South Africa or Mayapur, you know. We didn't get that many people here yet. 15,000 in, you know, there in Crimea. So, it's a fact. And that can happen in many parts of the world. Empowerment comes when a person commits. You can make 100 rupees by running around, and you can make 200 rupees by sitting down. Are you ready to sit down in one place and just interact with the people who are there in your area, in your vicinity? I like the running around part, because that's my job. But I humbly suggest you start working local. Think global, act local. You get more traction. You can do follow-up, you can have more interaction, you can actually harvest, you can develop people into full-grown devotees. And don't think, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too smart, I'm too stupid, I'm too this, I'm too that. That's all the bubble. That's got nothing to do with you, with the soul. Prabhupada did it. So many others did it. That's Acharya. They're showing us by example. We want you to be ecstatic, to have this magic, this magical experience of Krishna consciousness. Because for me, Krishna consciousness, it is magic. That's what's attractive. That's what's real. Any questions? Yes?
So, Prabhu, when you distribute books, do you actually have them in your hand? Because...
No, I don't carry them all in my hand. I used to have big stacks of books. Now my back is weak, so I just have a rolly bag. Either, because you know, those carry-on bags, those rolly bags?
When I go out, usually when I walk out the gate, all the rickshaw runners come.
Yeah.
But if I'm holding books in my hand and they see it, everyone sort of...
clears the way.
Yeah, they sort of like go away. They can see.
It's like the Sea of Galilee who is parting, you know, and you walk straight through. It's pretty practical also, you know. You don't have to do crowd control. You can just hold out the book and the mass of people is parting. And you can just... That would be pretty nice in the temple, you know. You just hold out the book and go away.
So it's kind of like people are repelled almost by it.
Don't stop people by books. Don't stop people by waving or shoving or stuffing or pointing books at them. That's a no-no. Smile at them. Make a sign. Connect with them. Get them to stop. Say something nice. Then you take out the book and you put it in their hand. In some places, people are too scared, so you keep the books in your bag. Then you take them out. Ta-da! Moment of surprise. Whatever works. You're the smart people. That's why they pay you the big bucks. You figure it out. We give you the principles. You figure out the details, okay? I'm like the quarterback. I'm just shooting out balls here, okay? And you just got to catch them and run with the ball. The practical application. It's not so complicated. It hasn't been done before. Whatever works. Prabhupada was very practical. One time he was giving a lecture and the microphone fell from the microphone stand as he was singing. So Prabhupada asked the devotee who was sitting next to him to give him his Brahman thread. So he took his Brahman thread and he tied the microphone to the microphone stand. And that's it, job done. And he was giving the lecture. Now you might think, ooh, my Brahman thread, you know, all the demigods, everything, who is that, who are... Preaching! Bhagavad Dharma! Be practical, okay? Once you get out there, all these little questions, they will be... Yes, Ethan.
How do you reach the moment of truth where you ask people for money? What do you actually say? How do you go about that?
Here or outside? Here I already said, you know, I just ask them straight up.
Okay. And different places, what do you
know?
I tell them, we don't sell these because they're too valuable. And look, I'm from Switzerland. We print the money, okay? Have you ever heard of inflation? We do this to keep you working, okay? So we're here to give you something, all right? I'm not here to take money from you. I'm here to give you something. But because I'm a generous guy, I want you to also get the adhikar, that's the understanding, the ability to understand this book. Now, by giving something in return, you will gain the ability to understand this book. So I'm generous by accepting your donation.
That works?
Oh yeah, it does. You can say it in a few words or in many words, but that's what it boils down to. Meaning, this is something nice, you're a nice person, everybody gives. Can you chip in? And you can say, the stores, these could cost so and so much, but today we just get a printing cost, or we just get a donation, or whichever way. Don't be hung up. People are spending money like water every day. And they're ready to spend. As long as you have answered these three questions: who are you, what's in this book, and what's in it for me, punchline. If you can explain these three things, they'll take it. We went through the exercise last week. What is in it for me, in one word or less? Happiness, relationships, knowledge, Krishna, ecstasy, love, this, that, and the other thing. That's what we're conveying. That's worth $5 or $10, isn't it? And some people that just pull a dollar, and you just give them a small book, and you take it with style, and you say, thank you. You know, that's really nice. And you mean it. And you got to be happy with that. It's called the petty principle. Vaisheshika Prabhu was going door to door, and one guy was not interested. So he said, just take the book, you know, anything you want, just give something. And the guy said, anything? He said, anything. So the guy said, one penny? He said, one penny. So he went into the kitchen. He told his wife, hey, you know, honey, I need a penny. She said, what for? She said, this is a crazy monk at the door. You know, he gave me this book. I want to give him a penny. Show me that book. So she looked at the book. She said, you crazy man? You want to give him a penny for this book? You give him $50 now. And he came back with a $50 bill. Because the devotee was ready to give it. Now, do we have that mood? We should. There's no scarcity, right? There is plenty of books. So just give them out. Some people will give you more, some people will give you less. At the end of the day, it's all good. Okay? So just be a little generous. Like when you chant, you know, when you put out the mantra. You're generous, right? You don't just do the minimum to get by. You know, you really want to have some impact. It means coming out of the comfort zone. Saying, okay, Krishna, I'm depending on you. I'm not making any calculations here, you know. Whatever it is, that's what it is. I'm happy to humbly assist your program. People will graciously contribute. And you know what? If you're ready to give your heart, and you got a big heart, people will pay you back in the same currency. They will come and say, what do I have to do to become like you? I want what you have. You say, well, you start with this. And then, you know, I take your contact, then we take it a step from there. You have people like that. Every week, almost every day, who say, I want to experience what you're experiencing. That's Sankirtan to me. Yes? Yeah, so if you're not too comfortable with that scenario, then just start mentioning earlier in your mantra. I always tell them, we're not selling them, we only accept donations. Right in the beginning, if I'm outside of India, right in the beginning, I say, we're not selling them, we just accept donations. And then, so I've said it, okay? I've said it. It's there, in the ether. So they can't come back to me and say, oh, you said it's free. Or, you know, you're just giving them out and now you want money. So you have to be clear about what you want. And you have to communicate that. And if you have a problem with it, spell it out clearly. And people will get it. Okay? Yes?
I wonder, because in the early 90s we heard about you and Ramananda. So many nice stories. And there was always one question. How do you do to like... to not stop the flow of mercy, because you were becoming mental, because people were taking a set of Bhagavatam and then
realize that the potency is not yours. You are just the instrument. You're just the carrier of that potency. The mood, the message, the concluding realization is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's mercy is unlimited and it's all attractive. Just don't get in the way. Just don't block it. Just be a humble carrier of that potency. And then you can become empowered. But as soon as we start taking ownership, controlling, manipulating, enjoying, as soon as we have fruitive tendency, we limit the whole experience to something very small. But if we're ready to do this without any vested interest, Krishna can use you as an instrument to change people's lives. Now what we're doing is quite unique. You know, it's like you're performing open heart surgery on people. You're stopping them right there, you give them the anesthesia, you cut them open, you take out the cancer, you put them back, you give them the shock, you wake them up, and you put them back in their lives. You know, that's something that usually takes quite a lot of training, and it takes quite a bit of skill and experience. But this is happening in a couple of moments on the street. Not by our willing, not by our doing, but that's the potency of the process. If we are ready to assist, we can even watch. We can even have some of those precious experiences. But as long as I think that this is me, and I'm the guy, I'm the man, and I'm making it happen, then it's just going to be arguments, and rejection, and fear, and anxiety, and all these beautiful emotions that are going on in our life on a daily basis. But if you want to come to that higher level of Krishna consciousness, where you just become utterly absorbed, and you become so blissful that people just, okay, fine. There's no more mental platform. Have you ever experienced moments where there was no more mental platform? It was just gone? I remember very clearly once I was in Vevey on the Lake of Geneva, which is the home of Nestle, and it was the December marathon in the mid-90s. And it was snowing and raining at the same time. It was just a little above zero, and it was a strong wind, so he couldn't carry an umbrella. So I just knew I'm going to get wet, and it's going to be cold and wet, and it's going to be windy. But once you set your mind to it, you know that's what it's going to be. So you just accept it. And there's a big parking lot right on the lake. And people park there and then they go to all the offices and all the shops. So, but because it was such a horrible weather, people would just park and then run. So there's no chance of stopping anybody on the street. My only chance was to follow a car till they found a spot to park. And as soon as the car stopped, I knocked on their window and I went. And you know, you make the magic sign with all the, you know, convincing
emotions
and moves that you got, and then they open this much, you know, because it's really bad weather out there, you know. They think, who's this crazy person running around here, you know? So just enough. Say just a little more. So you say, hello! Great day today. Thank you for coming out here in this beautiful weather today for all the nicest people of Vevey. We're showing these beautiful books, and boom, you just put the book in there. And you say, I'm really happy to meet you, and this is what we're doing, and can you help? And the people, they just get on with it. And 300 hardcover Big and Maha books went out. Yes, it took about 10 or 11 hours. Yes, it was cold. Yes, it was not very, you know, enjoyable from a material point of view.
You did 300 Maha books?
Not me. It wasn't me. I was just the guy who was there, who watched it happen, you see? Because physically, you can't do that. Personally, you cannot do that. It's not possible to do 600 books, to do 1,000 books a day. I have a friend in Delhi, Rakesh Oberoi. He's a little guy, you know. He wears a suit and a tie. He's not even initiated. People don't see him coming. He distributes the most books of anybody in ISKCON right now, as we speak. You want to know how he does it? He reads the financial newspaper every day. He sees which companies come up, which companies do well. He goes to all these networking events. He collects all the business cards of all the executives in the city. He calls them up. Oh, this is Dr. Oberoi. I met you at the Taj Palace last week. You gave me your card, you know? I want to network with you, you know? When can I have an appointment? He comes to their place, to their business. He brings them gifts. He brings them the cake. He brings them the Mahaprasad. He brings them the picture of Radha Ras Bihari. And he just befriends them, you know? He's just giving, 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 giving. So the guy gets to like him. Come December, it's crunch time, it's payday. He shows up. The guy really likes him. And he says, you know, Rakesh, I like you. Is there anything I can do for you? And Rakesh says, well, how many workers do you have? The guy says, well, I got 12,000 workers. He says, you know, in this December, we have a program that we're giving one Gita for every worker in every factory. Can you do that? Sure. How much do you need? Well, I just need 12 lakhs. It's okay, you pick up the check, you know. But he has a plan. He has a plan. You know, he invests some effort, some energy. He's got an MBA guy assisting him, working for him in his office. He's got a troop of people who go out with the trucks to bring the books. So the point is, whether you're a spider or a Hanuman, just, you know, get on with it. It's not your potency, you see? Our problem is, we want to do 5 books or 10 books or 50 books. We just want to get through the day, okay? Let's face it. We just want to get our little buzz. Ooh, I'm feeling good in my bubble. And I can go back to my little cave, okay?
Daddy Bone.
Yeah. I said it, right? But there are other people out there. When I go on Sankirtan, my mood is not to give out 10 books. My motto is, I want to give something to every person I meet. Don't let anybody escape. That's why it's so great with so many book tables and so many devotees out there. Because it's really like carpet bombing. It's really like attack from all sides. Go forth. Don't let anybody escape. There's one over there. Go get him. Okay, one over there. Go get him. You know, it's like, don't let anybody escape. But it's not me. Prabhupada said, I'm not important here. It's not about me. Once we've realized this core message, wonderful things can happen. The potency can really flow through you. And you'd be surprised, you'd be mesmerized at what can happen. This is the magic of Krishna consciousness. This is what Prabhupada gave us. This is our legacy. It's our birthright to experience this. Otherwise, we'll be cheating ourselves. We just go through the motions, nodding at people. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. You know, like a little machine, like a robot. But once you're actually facing reality, it's not like that. It doesn't work. People want to know, what's your realization? What do you like? Why are you here? And if you tell them, this is a great book, this has helped my life. One devotee in Bali, I go out with him regularly, Pamalochan. He just tells people, I was a criminal and a drunk and a rascal before, but this book has really changed my life. So I think you can actually learn something from it too. And he's really honest, because it's the truth. And people believe him, because nobody will argue the truth. And they take it to heart. So it's not our power. It's Mahaprabhu's power. And as soon as we think it's ours, Punar Mushtika Baba, again become a mouse. And you'll be fighting and nagging and you know, struggling with people. But how are we doing there? Oh, we're almost done. Last question?
No, so to answer my question, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, you distributed 300 Mahaprabhus?
Yeah, I did more than that, but that was on that day. It was a bad day. Okay. It was hard.
Adi Bow.
Yes.
I read a little bit of the book by Indra Prabhu, The Transcendental Heart of Book Distribution. And I just, there's one point that's made very emphatically.
The Art of Transcendental Book Distribution. Yes, tell me.
Which is that we should, while we're doing Sankirtan, we should be very careful to develop the internal relationship with Krishna. And I'm just concerned that I maybe misinterpret what Prabhu means by this, because
I don't know. You'd have to ask him, or you ask anybody who is more advanced or more prayerful. For me, when I'm on the field of preaching, I just see the target and I just give it all I've got. You know, I can't like, okay, now I have to visualize and focalize and internal, external, this, that. You know, just let Krishna speak through you. Just be in a humble and prayerful mood. I don't want to interpret what Indra Prabhu meant to say. I can only tell you what it means for me, from my perspective. It means what we just discussed in the last few minutes, you know. Not to be a robot, you know. Bam 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 bam, book donation. Bam 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 bam, donation, you know. It's not attractive and it's not really working. It's not really doing the job. People should just be thinking, when will I meet this wonderful person again? That's all that they should be thinking. Like the people here in Navadvip, all they were doing is looking down the street all day long. When will Nitai and Gore come dancing down the street? That's all they were thinking of. So when people want to meet you again, that's when you've actually internalized, you've actually applied yourself to the process. But it takes time, you know, it's not something that just you jump there in 3 seconds. So there is a few resources that I wanted to make available, if I find them. Yeah, here. There's the websites that I mentioned, distributebooks.com. Also on iskandesiretree.com, there's a section on book distribution. We have a lot of lectures, seminars, videos, audio. You can also go on YouTube and put in ISKCON Book Distribution and you get a lot of videos. And there's a book called Nectar Book Distribution, which is like Nectar Devotion. It's available on krishna.com/ebooks. It's a free download. This is a very practical book. Has anybody read the Nectar Book Distribution? It's a compilation from Prabhupada's quotes, many Prabhupada disciples, former, present, current book distributors from all over the world. It's like the Nectar of Devotion. It's like very concise about everything, all the four waves of the ocean, the full Mounti. It's really good. So I advise you, get something out of this. But what's even better, find a life person, somebody who's doing it, and you can see that they've got it. They've got something. They're experiencing some of that magic. Just stick around with that person. Spend a little time with them. Carry their books, you know. Say, Prabhu, I need to learn this. Can you teach me? And they will, because the devotees are merciful. There's the Brazilians, there's the Chinese, there's the South Americans, there's the Bengalis, there's the Russians. There's so many groups who are distributing books here in Mayapur. So just whoever you feel comfortable with, whoever is compatible with your bubble, just, you know, float around, see what works, and learn from them. And you can also distribute Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada was a book distributor. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a book distributor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a book distributor. He sent the book, The Teachings, The Life and Precept of Lord Chaitanya, to universities all around the world, including McGill University of Canada. In 1896, Prabhupada's birth year, that book was still there when His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj studied at McGill University in Canada. He got that book from the university. So, this is our family tradition. This is our legacy. So we ask you humbly, please try in your own way to experience this. You may do it one day a week. You may do it a few moments or a few hours a day. You may do it a month a year. You may do it for 5 or 10 years. Formally, it was easy. You joined the Hare Krishna movement. You know what? You were a saint on the movie. I can see that. Because it was one size fits all. And everybody went out on the chanting party. And everybody also did distribution. And you usually used to do that, you know, for 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 years, whatever. But nowadays, it's the new world, and it is whatever you want it to be. And that's the good news, and that's the scary news. Which means, if you know what you ought to be doing, it's the good news. But if you don't know what you want to do in life, it's the scary news. Because it is whatever you want it to be. So, please make the right choices. Go for the nectar. Don't procrastinate. Don't change yourself short, you know. Because there's a lot of mercy, there's a lot of nectar out there. And Prabhupada is just ready to invest his potency in whoever is ready to cooperate. It's so amazing to see how Prabhupada empowered so many interesting characters to do extraordinary things all over the world practically to establish Krishna consciousness. And we always think, oh, what if I would have been there at that time, right? Did you ever think like that? When you read those biographies and you think like, wow, what if? Well, you know what? That moment, that time has come, and you have that chance to make that difference. So I thank you for your kind attention. We'll show one more video of Prabhupada, just to round it up. And we'll be available here if somebody's got something else to ask. Today
is
the 12th. I don't know. I'm not arranging. But if there's a desire, we can have it once a week. But Radhika Nagar Prabhu, the MI, they're doing the...
Maybe I want to come again.
Yeah, we can have it once a week, it's possible. What I wanted to say is today is the 12th of December. There's only a few days left in the year of 2014. Please, be implied. Pick up a few books. Just carry them with you. Just talk to the people. You know, people are so happy to meet somebody, a friendly face, who's actually ready to talk to them. And the books will distribute themselves. Just be there to watch. Okay? Can you try that? And make your plan. Because Krishna consciousness is not a spectator sport, you know. It's not something that we play on the remote control. It's called full contact. You actually have to involve all your faculties. Otherwise it kind of doesn't work. It doesn't give you the real type of taste, the real type of experience.
If the devotees want to get books from this Sangita Bhavan, you know, so the Panchatara extension, you can get books for free. Distribute them and pay back after.
For free means on commission. It means,
yeah,
it
means
you just pick them up and you pay them and you come back.
Yeah.
Or you can work from tables. That's also something that really works well. Okay.
Narada Prabhu ki.
Everybody's going. I'll pay some other time.
Okay.
Make a DVD for him. Can you require
by understanding that there are parts of process of worship, their spirituals, their spiritual needs.
Yes.
And so they're your brothers, sisters, which means they're family. Okay?
I'm just wondering, you know,
in your family you may have
like maybe even
some people that are not exactly to
like
your taste,
over the internet, family, like a right? connection kind of.
So,
you know, in the email, and then maybe in the
future
along, too.
Right?
If I need you for me to send an email, that would be a big question.
So, family,
if you have a pen drive or something,
yeah,
I can read to you.
Yeah, no, the pen drive I had got lost or something, like happened to it. I have a small one. But actually, I'll see, I'll think about what is the. I'll be around.
You may not have that compassion. You may not have that.
So I'll see.
Get the story in faster than I will.
So just be his instructed representative. You may say, I don't have the compassion.
Yeah,
I don't
make it too complicated for you.
I'm
just
saying
it's some easy way.
So I'm not going out on my own.
Where I can put it. And he has a free space to give me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
Just
now I know.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm
saying. If you have a computer,
this way you'll be
rich. I come with my stuff, connect it, and transfer it.
You know how much gifts
we've
received.
This part is big.
This big. There are 7 kicks. This.
One class.
Yeah, this particular one is back
from 7 gigs. Oh, that's a lot. I don't have even for one class. It's uncompressed, basically.
Yeah, okay, you can compress it. Yeah,
it doesn't compress. Okay, okay. Yes, okay, I'll check that. I'll ask you again in 2 days. Or.
Anytime. I'm going to be there until
February. Here a few more. Not long, but here long enough. Thanks. What's your name?